foot cliff. As time went on, 12,000 years, they eroded back. They split once, they split again. So now we have three falls. We have the American, the Bridal Veil, which is the very small falls, and the large Horseshoe Falls. Scientists tell us that over the next 10,000 years, they will erode back, but not to the form that we see them now. They will eventually erode back to form nothing more than a rapids in the next 10,000 years. So we're enjoying them while we can.
In other words, they're going to lose their height.
They're going to level out and form a rapids. Interesting, too, and I'm not sure of the exact science, but those who study water depths are now looking at how long the falls were at a certain point. And they can do that by judging the depth of the river at those points from where it began 12,000 years ago and working back. For example, 4 miles downstream in the lower Niagara River, if that riverbed there is substantially deeper, they know that the falls was at that location for a little bit longer of time because the force of the water dug a little deeper in the lower riverbed. An interesting point, and one that I think anyone who has ever looked at Niagara Falls as it is right now will not realize, the falls drops 185 feet approximately to the lower river. Now, the lower river surface from that down, that river's 200 feet deep from surface down, and that's a substantially deep river, and by looking at it, you would never